This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
Xinjiang, a.k.a. East Turkestan. It is a conquered part of Asia, Eurasia. 13 million people, the Uyghurs, they're Muslims. They link to the original Turkic sweep across Eurasia. But today they're beleaguered and surrounded by the People's Republic of China, the Chinese Communist Party. That the abuse is unbelievable until you read about it and speak to it. And I welcome Josh Rogan, the global opinions columnist for the Washington Post, who had occasion to speak with two Uyghurs who've escaped the brutality of the People's Republic and spoke with President Biden most recently. Josh, a very good evening to you. The Uyghur cruelty, the cruelty towards the Uyghurs, it is known in Washington. It is thought about and acted upon in Washington. Is the Biden administration moving in some new fashion to answer the Uyghur people's cry for help? Good evening to you.
Well, good evening, John. Well, it's been approximately 6 or 7 years since the world began to see convincing evidence that the mass repression of the Uyghurs and other ethnic Muslims and ethnic groups in far northwest China by the government had become something new, had become something more sinister, had become what the Trump administration and the Biden administration both have deemed correctly a genocide, an attempt to destroy a group of people in whole or in part through a system of re-internment camps and forced abortion, forced sterilization, forced separation of children from their parents on a mass scale, massive slave labor, massive forced labor, the destruction of thousands of mosques, the disappearance of Uyghur academics and artists and politicians and writers and leaders of all kinds. And this genocide is ongoing today. And, you know, there has been a number of things that the various administrations have done, but none of it have really convinced the Chinese government to let up on the repression. And, you know, what these two brave Uyghur Americans said to Joe Biden when they accidentally met him at the White House reception for the White House iftar dinner, they said, hey, we're American citizens and our family members are being punished for our activism on behalf of human rights here in America. And what their point is that if you don't even care about the Uyghurs, maybe you care about Americans who are being repressed by China, even though they're here. It's called transnational repression. It's how China extends its repression beyond its borders to affect American citizens. And Biden stopped and he hugged them and he heard them out and he expressed empathy according to them. And that sort of gets to your question is, okay, well, what is the president of the United States going to do about it? And while we have laws in place to prevent forced labor coming from China, forced labor products coming from China, and while we have sanctions on Chinese officials committing the atrocities, essentially that's about it. Essentially, the United States government doesn't seem to be doing much more than that at all. And yet the atrocities continue and the suffering continues.
The two individuals, Ziba Murat and Nuri Turkel. Nuri's new book is No Escape, the true story of China's genocide of the Uyghurs. The stories are unbelievable, except for they keep coming. Testimony from people who've escaped, who've gotten out by accident or because they married a national from another country, Egypt or Turkey or Pakistan. However, it is ongoing. It's happening right now. And what I learned from Nuri, who is an esteemed member of the Uyghur community, but also is an esteemed member of a U.S. state as well, because he's a commissioner on the U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom. What I learned from Nuri is that the Chinese aggression didn't begin just a few years ago when we became aware of it. Nuri Turkel was born in a prison camp in 1970. His mother was abused, malnourished while she carried Nuri. He spent his first 5 months in a prison camp. The stories are so compelling. You puzzle, Josh, full stop, you puzzle. How is it that we're looking for a China policy? China is conducting a genocide. We know this. We both know it. Anybody who reads Nuri's book. So is there an explanation that we're looking for? Is there someone to turn to say, what is our policy towards a country that does this?
Right. Well, you know, as you rightly point out, the testimonials of people who have escaped China and who still suffer from repression, even after they escaped, like Nuri Turkles, are so important because they put the lie to the propaganda of the Chinese Communist Party, which claims, oh, there is no genocide. And no, these are schools where everybody loves to go. And, you know, the bars on the windows are for their safety. And we're going to give them their kids back to them someday in the future, maybe, if they do the right thing. And, oh, there's a bunch of terrorists in Xinjiang. And that's why we did all this. All of those lies are punctured most convincingly by the testimonials of the victims. And there are more and more. And this is what we saw in Syria. And this is, well, of course, what we saw in other genocides, including the Holocaust, which is that the survivors build the evidentiary case for eventual accountability, which is the only way to get justice, which is the only way to really have peace. But meanwhile, what are we going to do with this Chinese Communist Party that's committing the genocide? Well, that's the question that has vexed every administration since the Communist Party defeated Chiang Kai-shek in 19 after World War II. So this is not an easy problem. China is the most powerful country in the world, aside from the United States, and will soon have the biggest economy in the world, and every country in the world is dealing with that reality. What I would say is that you start by not ignoring the genocide, that you start by cutting off the companies and the people and the flow of the money from our society to their society that supports the genocide, that goes to those corporations that are complicit in the genocide. And if you just started there, you would be doing a huge thing, both to help the Uyghur people, but also the Tibetan people and the Inner Mongolians and the Hong Kongers and lots of other minorities and the Chinese dissidents who are undergoing the most brutal crackdown in the middle of a pandemic, in the middle of a lockdown, in the middle of the ascension of Xi Jinping to his third term and essential coronation as lifetime dictator of China. And the reason that we're not doing that, of course, is because inside of our own society, we have forces pushing back against that, primarily from the business community and Wall Street, but also from parts of our political class who are getting paid, who are either compromised or corrupted or have a legitimate business inside China that they value more than the human rights of the Uyghurs or our national security. And that's the age old problem, is that, you know, for all of its faults, the Chinese government is a monolith. They have total control. And here our leaders don't. They have to answer to interest groups. And as long as those interest groups respond to the mighty dollar, China will always have a way to defang our effort to confront their malign behavior.
It is important to underline that there is not a partisan dispute here. Nancy Pelosi and Antony Blinken and Mike Pompeo and President Biden are of a single opinion that the conduct of the People's Republic of China is unacceptable and the word genocide is appropriate. So, Josh, there is the mystery. Washington agrees and still no movement. Is there more conversation than there used to be? Is what we're saying no longer a revelation, but a confirmation? That would be a step in the right direction.
Yes, there has been a huge awakening, not just in American politics, but also across various sectors of American society, to the growing danger and threat posed by the Chinese Communist Party's internal repression, external aggression, and efforts to interfere in our free and open societies. And we're seeing those awakenings in academia, in Hollywood, in sports, in our markets, and in our politics in different ways. And inside of each of those institutions, the forces of the status quo are fighting back, fueled by a lot of Chinese Communist Party related money. And this is the essential fight inside of our own society that we have to have before we're able to have the confrontation between free and open societies and the forces of the totalitarian dictatorship, which in many ways has already begun.
Josh Rogan of the Washington Post Global Opinions. Nuri Turkle's book is No Escape. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.